Let me drop another one on you fellas, you know? It's the thing that I normally would see in the manosphere, definitely of the black persuasion. And you know, I've checked out so many brothers, from AM to Black Ram to Tiason Johnson, Dr. Tiason Johnson, to my man's Grinch, you know, LOM Line of MGTOW, you know, E-Man 67, and others, you know, out here. And, you know, and other brothers that do come through, you know what I'm saying, and much love to you. The thing I'm starting to see, and it's been a narrative that is, like, kind of strange to me. Like, we still mention white supremacy, you know, as this keep a brother down shit, you know. And to me, that sounds no different than these woke tards out here, you know, profiting off of the bodies of straight black men, like you know who, by large mansions, you know what I'm saying? Black LGBT community profiting off of the backs of straight black folks, you know what I mean? And I often hear, and even in this space, you know, white supremacy this and white supremacy that, or you know, the B-dub is the handmaiden of white supremacy. Okay, true. 20 years ago, I would have believed you. But it's not like that today, bruh. It's a Karen supremacy. All right? That's the most protected class in America. The Karen. All right? And everything's based on her. Whether it be safety precautions, because some Karen complained about it and something got done about it, you know? It's the, you want to see how entertainment's gotten weak as hell, you know? In 9 times out of 10, usually an ugly-ass Karen is behind it. Speaking of ugly-ass Karens, what about them ugly-ass Mileys, they daughters, you know? They take financial companies, and then with those financial companies, they fund bullshit politicians while defrauding you, taking your money and all of this shit. And guess who's behind it? Karen's ugly ass fucking goblin looking ass daughter. You know? Karen took all of the motherfucking power away from William Cartwright, okay? Kicking his ass all up and down America, right? So, let me update y'all's vocab, bro. You know, what we're up against is a Karen supremacy. And within that supremacy, you know, you're going to be censored. You're going to be flagged. You're going to be defrauded. You're going to be divorced, raped, and whatever. You know? And it's so pervasive everywhere. So that I think I'd, you know, go ahead and posit this opinion to you, brothers, and ruminate on the topic and let you know where I'm coming from a psyche soap perspective. See, some brothers can say psyche, some brothers can say soap, but damn, you can't say psyche soap? It's all good, though. Catch me in the bucket. Where I ruminate on topics like these and more. And, you know, have a safe holiday. And we out.